This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back. It's Southern New England Sports Saturday. Nick Coit, Scott Cordeschi with you. Taking up until 9 o'clock this morning. We're talking a lot of hoops. Before we go to the phone lines again, I just want to give a short salute. I was at Adelard Arena in Woonsocket last night. Scott, it was the final home game for Bill and Dave Belisle coaching Mount St. Charles boys hockey program. Yeah. It was an incredible scene just to see a lot of the former players come out. Brian Boucher was there. Berard was there. There was a lot of big names there. In support of the Belisles. 44 years for Bill, U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer, 26 state champ or 32 state championships, 26 in a row. Just a salute to the Belisles. What a program they had. Just a Rhode Island icon and a legend.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I was up at Mount St. Charles maybe about 3-4 weeks ago. My daughter had a CYO basketball game. And when you walk into the gymnasium, on the wall, you see all the plaques of all the famous athletes and coaches, the distinguished athletes and coaches, I guess you could say, that either played or coached there. And I remember looking at them with my father-in-law, and we were talking about the Belisles and the amazing success that Bill had as head coach of that hockey program for so many years. So congratulations to him and his son.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and let's say good morning to Steve in Fall River. Good morning, Steve. You're next up on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I know it's springtime, and we're soon to be springtime, and it's time to talk about the Celtics and the playoffs and the Red Sox and all that. But when last I called you, and I don't call very often anymore, you were talking about the eternal Brady versus Belichick question. And Scott was one of these people that's so out of left field, thinking somehow Belichick is even remotely the equal of Brady.
Yep. And I also think that they were crazy to trade Greg Robinson Randall and Steve Israel.
I know, Scott. You go ahead. You can rabbit punch me and take that out of context. Too bad about two people still in
really?
Context.
Really? Take it out of context? Really? You harped on it for years.
And you missed the logic. Let's stay with one thing, Scott. Let's not confuse the listeners. First of all, you need to dedicate a month to this topic. This topic does not, the Brady Belichick topic is probably one of now the, it was the Brady Bledsoe back in the day when they first started. But now this Brady Belichick thing has evolved into the biggest topic of understanding of what happened during this Patriots last decade and a half or two decades that we even have in the sports world. Caller calls in like me, a guy calls in, you run off a few things off your head, doesn't work. First of all, I told you my opinion, and common sense says, of course it's the quarterback. He's the guy that's touching the ball so much of the time. We know the sport, it's the most important position in sports, yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Did Tom Brady play defense for the Patriots in the Super Bowl against the Rams? I didn't notice. I didn't see number 12 on the defensive side of the football when they were holding that Rams offense to 3 points.
Scott, here's what happens. The
crickets.
First of all, remember what I told you. They wouldn't have extended. They wouldn't have played the Rams. They would have been home having Doritos, watching it on TV, if Tom Brady wasn't there. There was no defense in the second half against the Kansas City Chiefs. Four plays. The worst thing that could have happened to open up the second half in the championship game was give up a touchdown. Well, they didn't give up a kickoff return. They gave up a four-play drive. Could have anything worse have happened? We tied the game. What did they do? They let Kansas City come down and tie the game. There was no defense there. There was only Tom Brady holding up the fort. And I've given you a plethora of other examples going back in history. But that's not my point today because we don't have enough time to delve into that. This should be the post-Tom Brady era. We should already The only way we were ever going to get definition of who was right or wrong, because I'm not going to persuade you, Scott. I could persuade you if we sat down for a couple of times for a few hours.
Steve, can we leave it at this? Can we just leave it at this instead of like just going on this dissertation? Can't we just say they both deserve a ton of credit for this amazing run of success the franchise has been on? Do we have to say unequivocally it was Brady, unequivocally it was Belichick?
Well, wait a minute, I think it's close.
I think it's 50-50. I think it's 60-40 one way or the other. But do we really have to sit here and go back and forth on this? They both deserve a ton of credit.
I'm not the originator of it. I've got a good friend who I think is a savvy football fan, a sports fan in general. He tells me it's the system. He goes further than you. He thinks Belichick could just plug somebody in. I mean, you talk of these people out there that you want to just fluff it up. Remember, I'm telling you, this is an essential thing that most sports fans need to know. Just say it, something down the middle. Let me make my point quickly, which throws it to Brady's court. He's 41 years old. He's been playing since 2000. We should be, by rights, in the post-Brady era, where we would have figured out how important he was, because we would have saw what Belichick did without him. And then everybody could have made their excuses. Oh, that guy, he wanted to get hurt. He should have picked that guy. Somebody colluded and took this quarterback, because we don't know who the quarterback is. We think it was going to be Jimmy G, right? We should see 5 or 6 seasons post-Brady.
Steve,
Brady's gone completely out of bounds and keeps going. And instead of being 1 year left, he might outlast Belichick, for God's sake. I mean, it's actually that could be the case. It's insanity. Are you going to tell? You're not, Scott. Do yourself a favor. Don't bring up 2008. Don't hurt your point bringing up 2008.
All right, Steve, look, we have a guest we have to get to. We have to take a break. Okay, let's just move on. Put a period at the end of the sentence, please. Okay, they both deserve credit. Can we just leave it at that? Whether or not you want to split it 50-50, you want to say Brady 60-40, Belichick 60-40, whatever you want to do, however you want to split up the pie, both Belichick and Brady deserve credit for this fantastic run that the franchise is on. And by the way, you know, the argument for Belichick plugging people in, I would not go so far as to say that, but it is amazing how he gets other teams trash like a Kyle Van Noy and turns them into key contributors to Super Bowl championship teams, and I think there is something to be said for that. So I marvel at Bill Belichick's brilliance as a head coach, just as I marvel at Tom Brady's brilliance as an unbelievable quarterback, and we're gonna put an end to it right there. We got to move on because, Nick, we have to take a break, do we not?
Yes, we do. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Jay King of The Athletic joins us to talk some more hoops when Southern New England Sports Saturday returns on WEEI.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.